Remember Lord of the Flies? Prep school boys from England end up stranded on a tropical island, and then, in the absence of grown-ups watching them, the kids regress to a violent, primitive state. A judge in California recently referred to William Golding's novel to describe the behavior of a group of teenagers in the L.A. suburb of Roland Heights. These kids are charged with torture, kidnapping, and assault on a fellow student. All of them are from China, and they are all known as parachute kids. That is, they're sent to live in the U.S. alone, without parents or other adult family members. Cindy Chang of the L.A. Times has been reporting on what happened between these teenagers. Cindy, thanks for joining us. Can you just start by telling us about this incident in March?
You know, to some extent, it was just a sort of a normal high school conflict with a bit of bullying involved, ganging up on this one girl. But the details are pretty horrific. They started out at an ice cream shop, and they made her kneel down and wipe the floor with her hands. And then they took her to a park, and while people were playing basketball nearby, they slapped her, they kicked her in the head with high heels, they made her strip naked, they took photos of her, and the worst part was they burned her with cigarettes, including on her nipples.
Why did they do that?
It's a bit difficult to understand. Purely from the court record, the only reference is to a dispute over a dinner bill. One of the attorneys told me it also had to do with a boy and with some social media posts that the victim may have made disparaging one of the other girls' hometown.
And these are teenage kids?
They're high school age. So they're sent here by their parents to study, you know, high school in the U.S. with hopes of getting into a U.S. college, but the parents didn't come along with them, and they stay in private homes that are kind of like boarding houses.
So these parachute kids, you said their families send them to the United States from China. Are they from wealthy families?
Some of them are. Supposedly, these kids were not that wealthy, but more of maybe an aspirational middle class. And the school that some of them went to, called Oxford School, charges like $13,000 a year in tuition plus the room and board that the kids are paying. But if you go to the school, I mean, you don't get the feeling that it's worth $13,000. It's just at the back of a strip mall, a few portable classrooms, this kind of run-down little rec area with parched grass and just like a soccer goal is pretty much it.
How many of these so-called parachute kids are in California?
I mean, it's hard to say exactly how many parachute kids, but we do know that the number of international high school students has really grown exponentially, with about 9,000 some in California who are from China.
What's been the response to this case in China right now?
It's been talked about a lot. I mean, you know, as kind of a cautionary tale that maybe you should think twice before sending young kids so far away. And it's also been analyzed in terms of how the legal system has dealt with the case. In China, the tendency is to settle this type of matter internally through the school and the parents. And there's actually been a wrinkle in this case where the father of one of the juveniles who is involved allegedly offered money to the victims to make the case go away, and he was actually arrested.
What will happen to these kids now?
Well, there's three who are in adult court, and actually one of them is a boy, and the charges are very serious. One of them includes torture, which carries a life sentence. Their bail was set at $3 million, so they've been behind bars ever since this happened.
The perception is that many kids in China see the U.S. and its schools as the golden chalice, and they do all the right things if they can. They fill in all the blanks, and they stay on the straight and narrow to get into these top-notch schools here. But this story really shows another side of Chinese students. Did it surprise you? Is it surprising a lot of people?
It's not too surprising to people who know the history of parachute kids. There's been a resurgence of that phenomenon lately, but actually, back in the 80s and 90s, there were a lot of kids from Taiwan who were being sent here under similar circumstances, although they would tend to live either with an aunt and uncle, or sometimes the parents who were rich would buy them a house in, you know, a nice suburban area, and the kids would just stay there by themselves. And we saw back then some of the issues where, again, some kids did fine and others got involved in gangs and things like that.
Cindy Chang with the LA Times, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.